All right, so we're really diving deep today into this whole world of ESG reporting.
And let me tell you, it's gotten pretty interesting. It's got a whole bunch of reports here, and they show a really fascinating picture of how companies are actually dealing with, environmental, social, and governance issues. All that stuff that impacts, well, not just the planet, but also your investments, right?
Absolutely. And it's changing so fast. It
Yeah.
really is a rapidly evolving landscape.
It is.
And I think what's fascinating now is that, it's not just about companies trying to do good anymore. This is about like real business decisions,
Yeah.
regulatory shifts, and just a ton of investor pressure,
It's tricky.
like all at once.
Yeah, it's like ESG went from this, like, oh, that's nice, to a must-have almost overnight. And speaking of must-haves.
Our first source here is this press release from the G&A Institute. And honestly, the numbers are kind of shocking.
Yeah.
They found that a record-breaking 93%
Wow.
of Russell 1000 companies actually published sustainability reports
Yeah.
last year in 2023.
That's a huge number.
It's massive.
That's massive. To put that in perspective, just a few years ago, that number was way lower. So this surge in reporting really signals, I think, a huge shift in how corporations are thinking about this. And I think a lot of it has to do with, the anticipated regulations coming down.
Oh, interesting.
Here in the U.S., you see Europe moving towards this mandatory ESG disclosure. It's really only a matter of time, I think, before the U.S. follows suit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, everyone's trying to get ahead of that curve for sure.
Exactly.
It makes sense,
Yeah.
but it's not just about checking those boxes for regulators,
Right,
right?
right.
Like this Deloitte report, it dives into four sectors: financial services, tech, life sciences, and then consumer goods.
Oh, yeah.
And it highlights just how different all the drivers are
Yeah.
and the challenges of ESG reporting, depending on your world.
Yeah, each industry has its own kind of set of factors
Tone thing.
to consider. Yeah.
For sure. And for example, this report found that even in financial services, you would think they'd be ahead of the game.
You would think so, yeah.
They're feeling the pressure
Yeah.
to keep up with what investors are demanding.
Yeah, it's not just about disclosing data anymore. Investors want to see impact. They're asking tougher questions about, like, how are these companies managing climate risks? How are they ensuring diversity in their portfolios and
Understanding.
upholding, ethical governance practices?
Wow, so
That's a lot.
it's a lot more, than it used to be.
It is.
That's really interesting. And it sounds like the tech sector, though, is being driven by consumer demand,
That's interesting.
which is interesting, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, 69% of tech companies are getting questions
Wow.
from customers about their greenhouse gas emissions.
It's a great example of how consumer pressure is actually influencing what companies do.
It's true.
All of a sudden, that new phone or laptop you're considering might have a lower carbon footprint
Interesting.
because these companies are realizing that sustainability is actually a selling point.
It's huge. It's like putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah,
Or a purchase in this case,
exactly.
which is really, really interesting. Okay, so we've got financial services grappling with this increased scrutiny. Tech is responding to, climate conscious customers.
Right.
What about life sciences and healthcare?
So they're facing a really big hurdle when it comes to data reliability. They're dealing with these, like, really complex supply chains, and they often rely heavily on third-party vendors, which makes it hard to get good data,
To get accurate data.
accurate and consistent data. Yeah.
Especially,
Especially on ESG.
when you think about ethical sourcing and responsible manufacturing,
It's really hard.
and if you don't have good data from your suppliers, you're building your ESG.
Your whole ESG platform
Is
is on
it
shaky ground.
on shaky ground? Which, speaking of shaky ground,
Yeah.
brings us to consumer goods.
Okay.
Transparency is like everything in this sector.
It is,
He
absolutely.
sings like.
Consumers are just more and more aware these days of the impact of their purchasing decisions. You know what I mean? They want to know that the clothes they're wearing, the food they're eating, the products they're using,
It all matters.
it all matters, and it's all ethically and sustainably produced.
So it's not just about slapping that eco-friendly label on something anymore.
Right, exactly.
Companies have to actually back it up
Yeah.
with real data.
This would be real.
And transparent practices.
You got it.
But, you know, what I'm really curious about is how this all trickles down
okay.
to the people actually running these companies, right?
Yeah.
How are they motivating their leaders right. to care about this stuff? Like, are they just hoping it's a phase or is there something more to it?
That's a great question. And it brings us to this really interesting research paper
okay.
about the link between ESG performance and how much executives get paid.
Oh, interesting.
And let me tell you,
yeah,
the findings are pretty eye-opening.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's like they're putting their money where their mouth is, literally.
Yeah.
This research found that 63%, a full 63% of S&P 500 companies are linking executive pay to ESG performance.
Wow, 63%. So it's not just like a couple of companies.
Oh, not at all.
Just like dipping their toes in the water.
It's mainstream now.
It's becoming mainstream.
Yeah.
How does that even work? Like, are we talking about little bonus if you hit some like vague sustainability target or is it?
It's gotten more sophisticated.
Okay.
You're seeing a real mix, you know, from hard targets like we're going to reduce our emissions by X percent to like these more nuanced ones that are like, okay, how do we have, you know, transparency in our supply chain?
Yep.
Or even the paper actually highlighted this. How do we handle something like layoffs in a way that like minimizes the social impact?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really...
It's tricky.
It's tricky, yeah. How do you even measure that?
Yeah, it's subjective, right?
It feels subjective, yeah.
And that's... I think the research actually found that there's a surprisingly high rate of executives actually meeting or exceeding their ESG goals.
Oh, really?
Even more so than their financial targets.
Huh.
Which, I mean, sounds good on the surface.
Yeah.
But it raises a big question.
Yeah, it seems too good to be true, a little bit. Like, are the targets actually ambitious?
Exactly.
Or are they just kind of setting the bar low so everybody can just...
Get that bonus.
Get that bonus, exactly.
And that is the question, right?
Totally, yeah.
And it's definitely something investors should be aware of.
Yeah.
There's this real concern that some companies...
What are they doing?
...might be engaging in what we call ESG washing.
ESG washing. So like greenwashing.
Exactly.
But for, you know...
But for everything.
For everything.
ESG.
Okay.
It's basically
Ew.
When companies make themselves look good on all things ESG without actually changing how they do business.
Right.
And can be really hard to spot.
Okay.
Because ESG is so complex, right?
Yeah.
There's so many factors at play.
It's true. Yeah. How do you avoid getting fooled then as an investor? Like, what are the red flags?
Well, one thing these researchers did was they looked at whether achieving those ESG targets actually correlated with improvements in a company's overall ESG performance.
Okay.
You know, as measured by independent ratings and data.
Makes sense. So it's like, if they're hitting their targets, but their actual impact isn't really improving,
exactly,
that's a red flag.
That's a red flag right there.
Right.
Because it's like studying for a test and getting all the answers right.
Right.
But you still don't understand the material.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You're just...
It doesn't translate to real learning. And the researchers actually found very little.
Wow.
Statistically significant link.
Really?
Between hitting those targets and actual measurable ESG improvement.
Wow. That's kind of concerning.
It's a little concerning.
Yeah. So, okay. It's not enough to just like see that they have targets.
Right.
You got to like dig deeper and really understand.
You got to go deeper.
How are they setting those targets? What are they measuring?
Exactly.
Like, are they actually trying to drive real change here? Or is it just like,
are they actually committed to this? And I think that's where investor engagement becomes so crucial.
Right.
Like, don't be afraid to ask the hard questions.
Right.
Like, what are your ESG issues?
Your material ESG issues. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hmm. How are you measuring progress? What are your biggest challenges?
Yeah.
How are you ensuring that this is not just
right.
a box-checking exercise?
Right. But that you're actually making a difference.
It sounds like ESG investing, it's a lot more... Like
it's active.
Active, yeah. It's not just picking a mutual fund with ESG in the name.
No, it's got to really get in. You have to be informed and engaged.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Yeah, and really hold
them accountable.
Yeah. For what they're saying.
Yeah, it's like trust but verify.
Right.
Or invest.
But.
Invest, but invest.
Exactly. Right. And if it seems too good to be true,
It probably is.
It probably is, yeah.
Especially when it comes to like
To ESG.
those targets
Yes.
and what they get paid for.
So we've talked about how they're tying these targets to pay, but like, how are investors reacting to that?
Right.
Are they buying it or
Right.
are they?
So that's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Because this research actually looked at that very question.
Okay. So we've got all these companies setting these ESG targets, right? And they're tying them to executive pay and, reporting all this amazing progress. But what's the like verdict from the people who actually own the company, the shareholders? Are they like buying it or are they seeing through the,
That is the question.
the hype?
That's where it gets really interesting
Okay.
because they actually looked at that.
Okay.
And it's kind of ironic what they found.
All right, I'm ready for the irony.
Okay, so they found a statistically significant negative association
What?
between a company meeting all their ESG targets and shareholder support for their executive pay packages.
Yeah. Wait, so if the company's hitting all these goals, the shareholders are less likely to approve of the CEO's pay.
Less likely.
That's crazy. Why? How does that even?
Well, I think it's because investors are getting smarter.
Okay.
They're not just looking at whether the company is checking the boxes.
All right.
They're looking at what's actually happening.
Okay.
It's like they're saying, okay, we see what you're doing there, and we're not convinced.
So it's almost like if the score's too perfect,
Yeah.
it's a red flag.
It's sus.
Like maybe the targets weren't actually that ambitious to begin
Exactly.
with.
Yeah. And it just highlights this really important point
What's that?
about ESG investing in general.
Okay.
It's not passive. You don't just hand your money over and hope for the best.
Right.
You have to be informed. You have
Yeah.
to be engaged.
Okay.
And honestly, maybe even a little skeptical.
Little skeptical, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just assume a company's doing good just
Right.
because they're saying they are.
Exactly.
You got to do your own research.
Ask the tough
Hold
questions.
them accountable, right?
You got it.
Which brings us back to, like, I think a really key question here.
What's that?
How do we as investors
Yeah.
push for this more meaningful,
Right.
impactful ESG performance? How do we get away from just the window
Or
dressing?
go dressing, yeah.
Get to the heart of what it means to actually be a sustainable company,
I think you're right.
you know?
It's like a mindset shift
Yeah.
for everybody, for companies and investors.
Yeah, it's not enough to just talk about it anymore.
Exactly.
You really got to do the work.
Be the change.
Yeah, be the change. Exactly, right.
Yeah.
And have those conversations, even if they're uncomfortable,
It's true.
to really make sure that our investments are making a difference.
Yeah, well said.
Right. So, to all our listeners out there,
Yes.
keep asking those tough questions, do your research, and don't underestimate the power of your voice and your investment
Whatever about
to
that.
drive change. Exactly. This has been a really fascinating deep dive, I think,
It has.
into ESG reporting for the Deep Dive. I'm your host.
Reminding you to stay curious and keep exploring.